Hi, everybody. My name's Anthony Hines. For the last 40 plus years, I've been trying to help people with their job search, trying to help people with their career. I have a four-step process. That four steps to help you get your job search moving is in this description. Please follow all the four job steps and get moving. Get your job search moving. Because the fact of the matter is, there's no time to waste. You want to get things working, you want to get things going. You want to get things right. And the fact of the matter is, and there's also the premise that who's to say the next job is not going to be the best job you've ever gotten. So what I want you to understand is that your development and your confidence and your hard work is going to be what gets you your next job. You're not going to sit there and wait for people to come and find you. You're not going to sit there and sit back and let negativity get in the way. You're not going to sit there and you're not going to let things get to you so that you're not doing your what you should be doing every day. Because the fact of the matter is, the time's going to pass and you don't need a problem because you didn't take action. Think, because you didn't. You didn't move, or you didn't embrace the opportunity and make it happen for yourself. The fact is that it's all about you. It's all about your development. It's all about your focus. It's all about you and all about your ability to make things better for yourself. Because sure, there is a small chance that somebody could come find you and give you a great opportunity out of nowhere. Absolutely, that could happen, but the chance of that very small. And what you want to do is make sure that you do every single thing that you can to get the next opportunity. But let's stick with this today: negativity inside of your head. You get a lot of negative thoughts, and I want you to put those thoughts away because I want you to replace your mindset of any negative thoughts or any type of worry or any type of anxiety. I want you to replace that mindset with confidence and telling yourself you can do it, because there's a lot of things and a lot of reasons to think you cannot do it. And I understand all that. I get all that. But I want you to know that your success is how you handle that internal voice. How do you handle that negativity? How do you handle all these things that could get in your way, that could make things tough on you? How do you handle the challenges? Because the fact is, it's not about everybody else, everyone. It's about you. You have to be the priority. You have to make yourself the priority. You can't worry about other people. You can't worry about other things. You can't worry about things that are basically noise currently. All right? Everything else is noise. Because the fact is, time is of the essence. It's important for you to stay in front of things, and it's important for you to note that you have to be effective, you have to be efficient, you have to go out there, and you have to make it the best possible situation for you, because it's about you now. It's not about everybody else. It's about you. And you're going to be around a lot of people that are negative, a lot of people that don't believe in you, and a lot of people that are just basically unaware of how to make this process work. You've got to dump those people. Those people provide no value to you. Okay? Because the fact is, if someone is not helping you, then you don't have time for them. All right? You need to be around people that are supportive of you, because it's a very tough situation when you're unemployed, because being unemployed, there's a lot of unknowns, and you're dealing with a lot of unknowns, and you're dealing with a lot of things that are out of your control, that can get to you if you let them get to you. But the fact is, They don't get to you if you focus on what you can control, and you also understand that the negative aspect of the whole thing can be controlled because you put it out of your mind. And then the way you put that stuff out of your mind is by doing things to develop yourself, doing things to get to be a better candidate, doing things like networking, doing things like volunteering, doing things like education, doing things like giving yourself a break and getting balance. You know, if it's a beautiful day, go out for a walk. It's going to clear your mind, right? Because you got to have work-life balance, all right? Even though you're looking for a job, job search is a job. So you've got to have work-life balance. So my point is, you don't assume that things are the worst. You stick with the program, you stay with it, you stay positive, you remove all aspects of negativity. If people are not believing in you, if people are taking your energy, if people are giving you negative feedback all the time and never providing feedback that's useful or feedback that can help you, you don't have value in your life right now. Those people don't have value in your life because they're taking your energy. Okay? No time for high maintenance people. No time for negativity. No time for people that you constantly have to humor, or you constantly have to baby, or you constantly have to make, you know, make happy, or you constantly have to get and sort of work at to get them to feel good about themselves. That energy needs to be about you. Right now, it's all about you and your aspects and your things and you. And it's about you to make things happen. Because without it, time is going to pass. And because time passes, you know, benefits could run out. But as long as you're doing your best and you're developing yourself and you're getting interviews and you're setting up informational interviews and you're setting up mock interviews and you're setting up, you know, communications with friends that are working and trying to network into companies and doing lunches and coffees and teas to help people, to let, you know, to let people know that you're out there and that you're looking. Because remember, when you are doing these things, these are all positive actions. So what you got to do in a situation like that is, when you are doing these things, note the items on your LinkedIn profile. You know, things like, had a great networking lunch today, or a great coffee, networking coffee with this person or that person, right? So the fact is that you want to keep doing things like that to show everyone that you are doing things. You're not letting a situation get to you. You're not, you know, you're not doing anything other than your best. And that's what's so key here, because when you do that, you're showing that you're a great candidate. You're showing that you're positively embracing what you're doing. But you've got to use that LinkedIn profile as your infomercial, okay? You've got to make sure that you use that LinkedIn profile to let people know all the time. Continually post. Make sure that your network is seeing all of your new posts. Continually post. And when you continually post, it shows your people that you're out there and that you're doing things and that you're working. And the fact is, you're not sitting back and waiting. That's the message you're telling people, everyone. You're not sitting back and waiting. So keep doing that and make sure that you just stay positive. Remove negative people from your life, and understand that you're the most important thing right now. because you want to get your next great opportunity. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, I have 4 steps. They're in the description. Follow the 4 steps and you'll be on your way to get great job search traction. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.